What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Track Talk Podcast. We are your hosts, Emma and Hannah, and we are back for another off week episode. There's not a whole lot to talk about, but we're going to find some stuff.
That was really fast, the way you said, like, what's up, everybody? Welcome back.
Oh, is that faster than normal?
I think so.
I did just have a sip of my Diet Coke.
That's it. That's it.
Think that might be it.
I know, and okay, it is an off week, but I do, but there are things to talk about.
Yes. Yeah.
Sorry, every time, okay, I take screenshots of stuff I want to talk about, but like in between all of my F1 notes are just screenshots of like people on Marketplace selling mirrors and like the
Are
photos of
you
them
in
selling mirrors.
the market for a mirror?
Like, but like they're just the funniest pictures because it's just people in front of the mirrors, like with
Oh,
a
I see.
camera. And it's just like, look at this old man. Just,
Oh my gosh.
I love it. Anyway, it just makes me happy. Hope he finds a buyer. Anyway.
I really do. I hope. If anyone's in the market for a mirror.
In Winnipeg. Okay, this I need to just we need to just talk about it right now because I can't. No, I saw it and I couldn't stop fucking laughing.
Oh man, she's already laughing.
Kit Kat becomes F1's
Oh.
official chocolate bar.
Okay, but I. S oh, no. It was Pato who I saw sponsored by Kit Kat a few weeks ago. I'm pretty sure you saw that. It was Pato.
Something like
And
that, yeah.
it looked so bizarre.
It's just like I can't, but like I'm sorry, this photo of Checo, I need to, I'm gonna clip it and like put this photo up. Hannah, like, do you, what, he's just holding, I can't, it's the funniest image of Checo holding like a broken Kit Kat, and I'm just like, why are they making this poor man do this?
How
Like,
do
you
you
could
eat a
have,
Kit Kat?
what,
How do you eat a Kit Kat?
well, I stop it, I break it. Are you weird? Do you just bite into it?
I do.
Don't talk to me. Thank you for listening to Track Talk Podcast. This is our last episode.
Had to get that off my chest, you guys. I'm
Oh
sorry.
my God. I just like, I'm sorry, I'm crying because that photo of Checo, and I'm like, you could have, you know what, done a fake F1 car with a Kit Kat livery. You could have just like done a fake suit. Like, why is Checo, that poor man, just holding it up like a broken,
That's
I
fair.
can't.
That one was really funny. I think Pato might take the cake on this one. He looks like Mr. Incredible.
Maybe that's for Halloween. I don't even know. When was the
No,
day?
I promise you it wasn't. It was before he did FP1 in Mexico.
What is Kit Kat doing? Are they gonna have, they're gonna have a sponsored livery in IndyCar. I'm calling it.
I kind of love it.
I love it. It's so funny. It is like not this like the partnership I expected, but it actually, I opened up Instagram and I saw that and I burst into tears. Like, it's so funny.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, if there's,
Did our stories and see you post a bunch of stories about that, and I was like, wow, that's really funny.
if there's any brand or company or anything that you wish would partner with like a driver or like motorsports, F1, IndyCar, what would it be?
Do you
I feel like,
have one in mind?
no, I'm just asking, just a general question.
Okay, well, my loyalty falls with Lululemon,
I was gonna
so
say probably, yeah, for you.
probably Lululemon. But if it was like a food or like a drink type thing, I think I would love to see, you know what would make my heart really happy? Like an Aperol Spritz car. I really would appreciate Aperol doing like a sponsorship, and I think all the drivers would too.
I like
It
that. That's a good one. I like that. I don't
would have
even.
to be McLaren because it's like an orange
I could see
livery.
that. An Aperol Spritz livery. That'd be so cute.
Make it
That'd be
happen.
perfect.
I think it would.
I'm trying to think. I don't even know what kind of like brands. I don't know. Like, if I'm thinking drink, I'm like, I drink Red Bull, but that's already like
That's already
the brand.
right.
Tim Hortons, I mean, very Canadian, but Lance Stroll partnered with them for the Canadian Grand Prix.
I thought that car was pretty cool.
I thought it was cute. I don't know, I can't think of anything. I'll think of it by the end of this episode.
Like a green Starbucks car, Aston Martin X Starbucks.
If
I know
Starbucks
they're
partnered with
Canadian.
F1, I feel like people would boycott it even more.
You're right. Right.
I can't think. I don't know. Just put a giant Canadian flag on a car. Call it a day. I'm good with that. Where do I shop? What do I do? What do I do? You know what? Twilight. I want a Twilight livery.
That's crazy. I kind of love that.
That's it. Okay, speaking of liveries, did you see Max's livery for like the red line his team, like the esports team that he has, it was just all memes. Like,
No, I didn't see that.
oh my God, Hannah,
I
I
love
need
it
to
when
like,
Max shows his personality by doing stuff like this.
it was the funny. I'm gonna find it in 2 seconds and I'll send it to
Because he
you.
objectively is very funny.
He is. Okay. Hang on. I'm gonna just text it to you so you see it.
Okay.
But then I'll also explain it for our listeners. Bum, 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 bum. I don't know why I didn't just send it to you on Instagram. I just texted it to you. Okay, like on it is like a George Russell and Woody, like from Toy Story, like comparison meme. There's an image of Sid the Sloth in a Red Bull outfit. There's like pictures of Max, like as a child. There's one of, you can't see it on this picture, but it's Lando. Is it Lando? I think it's Lando. One of the cars driving like off the track and it just says think different. Like it's just the funniest mix of memes on this car. It's fake. Like it's esports, but it's so funny.
So interesting.
I respect it.
Oh, you know what? You know what? The Max Verstappen plus 10 seconds just got me.
Oh
Do
my
you see how?
God.
Oh my God.
See, I love that. We don't see that, Max, like in
I
F1.
love, nobody knows how to make a, well, actually, that's not true because Lewis did wear all of his jewelry and Sebastian did wear underwear over his race suit once. Max knows how to make a statement without making an outward statement, and I love it.
Well, yeah,
It's
because
like the press conference thing, and then now like this on the side of the car. I love it.
I love
I
it.
love it.
Because he's not going to say anything to the stewards. He's not going to say like anything that could get him like remotely in trouble with the FIA. But he's got other ways, and I respect
Right.
it.
Right.
It's so good. I love Max. I feel like I
Wow.
would just want to
Yeah.
be his
Well,
friend.
I know, I really do. I would love to talk to him and just see what his demeanor is to like the normal human,
I think
you
I just
know?
want to be a fly on a wall on like an off day for him and just see what he does.
Yeah,
Probably
yeah.
just like a lot of gaming.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, this was this year, right? Where they gave him that curfew for like gaming too late.
Yep. Because he was part of the 24 hours of something. And like, I think the next day he qualified pretty bad or whatever. I don't even know. It
So
was like something
bizarre.
along those lines. And they gave him a curfew. And I'm like, you're giving Max Verstappen a fucking curfew?
Right.
I don't know. Whatever.
Him and his stepdaughter can share bedtimes. I guess is what Red Bull wants. Like, come on. That's
Anyway.
ridiculous. Anyways, since we're on the topic of upsetting the FIA, let's go to I'm gonna say like that was all George Russell, right?
Oh,
That
that Instagram post.
yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to explain it for some people that might not know?
Yes, but I couldn't find the account. What is
Is it like official
it's an event what is it
Grand
called?
Prix drivers?
The
Is this?
GP, oh, the GPDA. Okay.
Yeah, Grand Prix Drivers Association. GPDA. I don't know what
Yeah.
the Instagram
See, I
is, though.
was typing in, no, it is Grand Prix Driver Association. I was typing in GDPA, so that's on me. okay. So after last race in Brazil, there was lots of talk. We really didn't even touch on it in our episode. But there was lots of talk about the conditions of the race and how everyone's driver cams were coming out at the end and radio messages where these drivers were saying, like, these are absolutely unbearable conditions. The visibility is so poor. It's so dangerous out here. Like, we need a red flag. And obviously, there wasn't one until there ended up being Franco into the barriers. So after that race, a few days later, this account popped up, the Grand Prix Driver Association, and then they made their first post 5 days ago. Now we're recording on Monday, and they gave this statement. Now I'm gonna read it. I probably don't need to, but I'm gonna read it just because I think if you haven't seen it, it's important. It says, so it's the GPDA statement regarding driver misconduct. As in the case with every sport, competitors must abide by the referee's decision, whether they like it or not, indeed, whether they agree with it or not. That is how sport works. The drivers, our members, are no different and fully understand that. So they're saying, look, we get it. We're going to abide by the rules of the referee, in this case, referee is FIA. Okay. Our members are professional drivers racing in Formula One, the pinnacle of international motorsport. They are the gladiators, and every race weekend, they put on a great show for the fans. With regards to swearing, there is a difference between swearing intended to insult others and more casual swearing, such as you might use to describe bad weather or indeed an inanimate object, such as a Formula One car or a driving situation. So now this is touching on the swearing issue we've been talking about. We urge the FIA president to also consider his own tone and language when talking to our member drivers or indeed about them, whether in a public forum or otherwise. Further, our members are adults. They do not need to be given instructions via the media about matters as trivial as the wearing of jewelry and underpants. This goes back, this is not this season, this goes back to when there was a jewelry ban and Lewis, like I mentioned earlier, he wore all of his jewelry as a little bit of a protest to the FIA. And similarly, when they tried to make them wear a specific underwear, I believe it was, and Sebastian Vettel wore his underwear on the outside of his racing suit to make a statement as well. Continuing on, the GPDA has, on countless occasions, expressed its view that driver monetary fines are not appropriate for our sport. For the past 3 years, we have called upon the FIA president to share the details and strategy regarding how the FIA's financial fines are allocated and where the funds are spent. Interesting. We have also relayed our concerns about the negative image financial fines bring to the open do well, bring to the sport. We once again request that the FIA president provides financial transparency and direct open dialogue with us, all stakeholders. FIA, F1, and the teams and the GPDA should jointly determine how and where the money is spent for the benefits of our sport. The GPDA wishes to collaborate in a constructive way with all the stakeholders, including the FIA president, in order to promote our great sport for the benefit of everyone who works in it, pays in it, watches it, and indeed loves it. We are playing our part. Best regards, the directors and chairman of the GPDA on behalf of the Grand Prix Driver Association. So, lots is mentioned here.
I actually didn't read the part about the funds. I think I just like either skipped over it or didn't even recognize it. The fact that they don't know, like, what, they have a 10,000 euro fine? Where's that money going? They don't know?
They don't know. That's the most messed up part of all this. And I didn't know that. And I don't think anybody knew that until this statement was made. And it
That's
sounds like they've
wild.
asked.
That's wild. How do you not know?
Right. Does it go like the FIA as an entity, what the money that it makes, like where does it go? Like from these drivers. And they have a right to know, I
Oh,
think.
100%. Like it's not like it, like I get it. Like there's gonna be fines and stuff that they have to pay, but like the fact that there's no transparency.
I think this was a big statement.
It's very
And this
telling.
is,
And like the
yeah.
drivers, you could tell they're pissed off. And like, yeah, because I on the radio a bunch of them like did swear. And like so like they're mad about like the like just in response to just the conditions. Also, like, yeah, the conditions aren't being taken into consideration.
Yeah, and I think that I thought when I had originally read it, I thought I did see a part in there about listening to drivers' ex
Well, I
expertise
think
when
it
they're
was
the ones in the car.
I think they just mentioned it like afterwards, like in
Okay.
press and stuff afterwards. So it's like I don't, yeah, it just all kind of jumbles together when people are
And I
talking.
think it was just like they were coming at the FIA a little bit about the weather, and then all of a sudden this came out, and it seemed like weird timing to me because they're. Since the Max thing, there hasn't been a fine that we know of that was given out. And apparently Charles wasn't fined. So for
That's
swearing. So that's why it did seem weird timing. I think they're probably upset with the FIA decision to race on race day. And then,
I
you
listen, I do agree with it though. Like fining for swearing, like I think that's absolutely ridiculous. Like I also I get it. It's like you're on international TV, but like it's
You
just
run
gonna
enough of a
slip out.
delay.
And it would be different if those swears are like directed at somebody with like harsh intent. But like just like a slip up and they're just like saying it just like comes out because it's part of their vocabulary. Big whoop.
Yeah.
Dad, are you
And
listening to that? Thank you.
I know. Yeah. You're I don't even know like what else to say. They said it all, but the funniest part of all this was seeing afterwards, the people being like, George Russell wrote, like, George Russell's
Oh,
the
George Russell
chairman. He's
100%
the
wrote
one.
it.
Because there's been the running joke that like George Russell's like, he's like the group chat admin that like he kicks drivers out and adds drivers and he like formulates what they're going to talk about and he's like the guy. So if he was the guy to like bring this together and like write this, like there was just a bunch of memes. I thought it was absolutely hilarious. But regardless of who got the association together and who put
Well, no,
the
the Grand Prix Drivers Association's always been a thing. It's that's not new. I think George Russell as acting president, I think that's new within the last few years. It used to be Sebastian, like Seb.
He actually is acting president?
He, yes. Like the
I
Grand
thought it
Prix
was
Drivers
just me.
Association is a real thing. Oh my God, Hannah, hang on. Pause.
I
Like
thought,
this is.
okay, no. I believe you that it's been around, but I didn't know he was actually acting president. I thought it was just a big meme.
No, like he actually is. No, sorry, not president. He's director. He's director on behalf of the drivers. I think before him it was Seb, like Sebastian Vettel. And then oh no, it wasn't Seb. I lied. I don't know who it was.
That's okay. I
But
kind of love that.
so yeah, it's been oh, Roman Grosjean from 2017 to 2020. Love that. But it's been a thing since like 1996. It's not compulsory, so you don't have, like, drivers don't have to join.
Right.
But what is it for?
Well,
I
I
mean, like,
think,
I
for
get it.
instance,
It's like a
like this,
union. It's like a
like a
governing
union.
body to improve safety standards and provisions for drivers and spectators. So that makes sense. But yeah, no,
Yeah,
George
that's.
Russell, he is actually director, so that I knew.
Oh, I thought that was a whole meme. That's
No,
hilarious.
he is fully director, and so I'm so. But there's another director as well, like not associated with the drivers, but like she didn't write it. 100% it's George Russell that wrote it.
Look, I know that we have a very good friend that absolutely hates his guts, but how can anyone hate George Russell?
You can't.
I'm sorry.
I
You
mean, you
can't.
can in the car sometimes,
You
but like
can
you
in the
can't.
car, but outside of the car, I have such a hard time with it because I think he's just brilliant.
Do you think he sent it in like the WhatsApp group chat and was like, okay, lads, do we approve? Can I post? Like, do you know?
Yeah, it's like
It's just a bunch
when
of thumbs up and responses, like no one's saying anything.
it's like when you're like writing a tough text and you like check it out with your friend or your thing or whatever before you send it. Does it sound
100%.
okay? Should I change that word? It sounds a little bit like more professional.
Do you think, should I next click exclamation point or just end it? How about like, I'll just leave. I'll just put a period. It's fine. I get the point across. You know, like Lewis is
I put
chiming in, be like, add the part about the jewelry. Like,
I hope this finds you well, or should I just start it? Should I
oh
put
my God.
best at the end, or should I just say
I would love to
regardless?
know how he signs off on his emails.
Might be yabba dabba doo.
No, it would not. Okay, maybe to like his friends, but I'm thinking it'd be like kindly George Russell or like something so like polite.
I think it might be like
Cheers. It's
warm
cheers.
cards.
It's gotta be cheers.
Cheers is too informal for him though. It's got to
But
be
he's
like
British.
politely George
More
Russell.
politely. Respectfully yours.
It. Oh my gosh, that
That's
guy.
so good. Oh man, I love George Russell. I do.
Anyways, I think that this is great. I think that this needed to probably happen. And I think that it was good that it was done publicly because now there was public pressure on the
Oh,
FIA
such a
to.
smart move. It's not just them addressing it to the FIA, like they're making the statement known.
And obviously, like very intentionally on and off week so that this story doesn't get buried behind like driver errors and race stuff. So I think that this was a really great time to put this out. And this is giving us something to talk about, obviously.
Do you think George Russell kicked Danny Ric out of the group chat?
Yeah, 100%.
I just feel like no, I don't.
I think he was like, "Cheers, mate," and then
I
yeeted him.
see. I don't think George could. I think Danny would leave on his own. Just like,
No.
absolutely no.
George
I don't
is,
think he would.
I think George is like the dictator of that group chat.
I just can't see anyone kicking out Danny
Respectfully,
Ric.
respectfully.
Yeah, fair.
Hey,
Respectfully.
if you're not an F1 driver, he's gotta like. I feel like that's George. He's like, well, he's not an F1 anymore.
This is F1 only. Start a new group chat if you don't like it. And you're just like, do you think there's another group chat without him? Like all other drivers except George Russell. Wait, no, that kind of hurts my heart.
And they're like, Maddie's really on one today.
God, it's like you didn't even give Danny like 24 hours and he's already out. Like, oh man.
Don't know. We don't know. This is so funny though. I love seeing all the memes about George Russell. I think it's so funny.
Man, I love it.
Okay.
Back on topic,
We need
sorry.
to talk about Kick.
What about K? Oh, we didn't. Yeah, because this happened after we recorded. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Who?
Gabby from F2.
Yeah, but like, I don't mean who in a disrespectful way. I mean like who, as in like, where did this come from?
Yeah, I get that. Where did it come from? No
Like
one had
he was
this was
not.
not on anybody's radar.
And if I mean to be fair, Kick is never on anyone's radar.
Well,
Like
to be
this is probably not
right.
brand new information. Like I'm sure his name has been circulating for a while, but like no one is talking about that team. No, you don't think so?
Because remember last week we recorded the most recent thing I had seen was that K-Mag was back in the running.
Oh, true. That was the most recent thing. Yeah.
So
And
I don't think anybody saw this coming. I think like this gives us another rookie M.
oh my God, yeah. Gabrielle Bordaletto. He's got a nice smile.
Yeah.
He was a test driver, academy driver, something from McLaren. He was released like from the McLaren junior team or whatever. Junior team's not the right word, but like he worked with them alongside
Oh,
them
okay.
for a
Okay.
while.
Yeah.
Damn, another rookie. Okay, yeah. So we have Jack, we have Gabriel, we have no, I'm gonna get this because I need to know who's driving next
I
year.
know I'm not doing anything.
Jack with Alpine. We have Gabrielle with Kick. Do not say anything.
I'm
Liam
not,
Lawson
promise.
is a question mark. We don't know for sure.
He wouldn't be considered a rookie anyways, to be fair.
Ollie for Haas. And I am missing one. And don't, he's, he,
It's the one
it's
you always miss.
Kimi Mercedes.
Got it. Yeah.
So four, maybe five, quote unquote, rookies. Damn, that's wild.
I'm pumped.
I can't wait for next season.
I'm so pumped.
That's so insane. Anyway, yeah, where'd it come from? And I'm so sad about Valtteri, like,
Yeah. So
leaving.
this does mean, I mean, we kind of knew Joe wasn't gonna get a seat. We were unsure about Valtteri. Sounds like Val. I mean, the only seat available technically is a V-carb seat,
Yeah, but I
and
kind of thought that like Kick was just going to keep Valtteri. Like I
I
really
kind of
did.
thought that Kick was gonna keep Valtteri too for 1 year at least.
Yeah, no. So Zhou and Valtteri are gone. Did I make up the thing? Did I make this up in my head? Is Valtteri going back to Mercedes as a reserve driver? Or is that in my head?
Ooh, that might be in your head, or it's something I didn't see because I have not seen that.
Okay. If someone else saw it, can you let me know? Because I feel like I
Yeah,
saw
unless
it
that was
in one
announced, I don't
place.
know.
But I'm That's just sad. I don't want to see them leave. And I think Valtteri, like, I don't think Valtteri's ready to retire. Like, I mean, he hasn't announced that he's retiring, but
No.
I don't see him coming back anytime soon. Like, it's just sad. You know what I mean?
Him and Danny and like who else? Who else long time was out now? Oh, potentially Checo. If Checo gets dropped. If Checo gets dropped, Danny, Valtteri, and Checo should start like a WEC team
Oh my
and just
God.
like run it up.
I would
I know
love that.
endurance racing is very different from F1, so I know that it's not just gonna be like an easy thing. It's not easy, obviously, but like I would
No,
look, they'd
but
have
you
a lot of
need at least
supporters.
three drivers for so makes sense.
They'd have
Perfect.
a
You
lot
have
of
your team.
supporters.
You have your team. Cool.
Yeah. So, okay. So that's the F1 news. There's one more piece of IndyCar driver
Wait,
swap
wait.
news.
Wait, let me just check my screenshots to see if I'm missing anything. Give me a
That's
second.
fine. We can go back to F1. I'm just thinking if we're on the topic of driver news, there was one that was confirmed from IndyCar that we talked about last week.
Oh, Logan? What am I missing?
I think I believe in you. We talked about it last week. It was confirmed after.
Oh, Robert Schwartzman.
Thank you. There you
And we
go.
said that it was going to be confirmed while we were like editing, and it was.
Yes, and it was.
So look at us go. We're fortunate
Yeah.
players. Yeah.
It seemed like as soon as he left the Ferrari reserve driver role that
He
he was gonna get
signed
the
that contract with Prema. He was like, I'm in.
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah, so that's confirmed. But no, you're right. There is Logan. I mean, that was never a rumor. That was fact.
No,
He
and we
was getting an
know,
MSR test.
we knew that for a while that he was doing an MSR test, but he's not the only driver that's like been doing that's doing these tests at Thermal.
No.
So, okay, Felipe Nasr, is that how you pronounce his name? Last name? He is testing with Penske. Enzo Fittipaldi, so Pietro's brother, testing with Arrow McLaren.
Oh,
And
yeah.
Hunter McElroy, we love him, testing with Ed Carpenter Racing. So, a lot of names, a lot of familiar names testing at Thermal this year. I don't know what that means. Like, it's like pretty much the Indy series, like teams, they're all lined up. But is it just kind of like the same when like F1 throws in rookies for a test, but they do it like
Yeah.
mid-season, whereas
To be honest,
Indy does it pre-season.
it's more of a test for the car than the driver, but you need a driver.
Yeah.
So instead of pulling Pato from his vacation, you're going to bring in someone who potentially could be a good driver for you one day, in that case, Enzo, and he's going to test your car. And it is more of a test of the car, but you are still looking at what the driver can accomplish in that car. So, yeah.
Do you think Pietro is like kind of jealous that his brother's driving Arrow McLaren?
No, I don't. I think those two are so complementary of each other from what I
That's
see
fair.
that I think they're very, like, obviously there's competitive nature, I'm sure, being athletes and siblings, but I've only ever seen them really like supportive of one another, so I don't know, I don't think so.
Plus, it's and also, I guess it's not like Pietro's a reserve driver for Haas. Like, I don't think he's got anything to like be jealous about with his brother.
Yeah, I well I okay, so just remember that Pietro doesn't have a seat confirmed for
I
next
know
year.
it's not confirmed, I know, but I'm still like I think he'll be there. 'Cause we have how many open seats at RLO?
Technically two. Technically two.
Graham's there.
Graham's the only one confirmed, I believe.
No way.
Yeah, because their drivers last year were Lundgaard, he went to Arrow, and
Oh, and that's when the rumors about Yuri Pietro Fittipaldi, my guy.
Pietro,
Did
holy
you just
fuck.
forget his name? We were
Yeah,
talking about him in the
yeah.
last 5 seconds.
I did, I did.
Yuri was
So,
like rumored to
yeah,
maybe join
there
RLL.
is still the Yuri Vips.
I can't.
Maybe might
I
happen.
just need this all like written out in front of me, like who's driving, who's not,
I
who's
know. I'm gonna
where.
do it. I'm gonna send you a docket. I promise. I just,
I need like a spreadsheet or something.
yeah,
I can't.
with both series. Also, there was FE testing this past week.
The off-girlies. I loved it. It was
All
so
girlies.
fun. And it was
Oh
Abby
my
Pulling
God.
that led the standings, which is super exciting for her. I love to see that. And I think
Oh
this
my
kind of
God.
came, not that it came out of nowhere, like FE announced that they were going to do like an all-female test, but FE for them forever is just been like male dominated. And so for them to step their foot in the game to be like, no, we're gonna open it up to the girlies, like that kind of seemed to come out of nowhere. And so I want to see a female driver in FE. I want to see one in F1, but I feel like seeing one in FE is going to come a lot sooner. Do you know what I mean?
I
I
agree.
hope.
No, I
Okay.
agree. Because we've talked about the limited opportunities for females who graduate from their series. And like talking about like F1 Academy, like where you go, and a lot of them go to F3, or some go to F3, and then others do endurance racing. But if they're testing at FE, then that clearly
That's
shows
another
me that
door.
FE is a door for them to, or an avenue for them to potentially take. I couldn't even like really. I was so emotional watching like the TikToks that they were doing as a group. They're like doing like the pass, I'm passing the phone, and I'm like, oh,
Girls
how
being
much
girls.
fun, literally.
I know.
And like they're just showing, I think that the testing numbers were pretty comparable as well, like from what I saw, and they're just showing like, first of all, how many competent female drivers there are. Because there's 11 teams in IndyCar. I'm pretty sure did each have two female drivers or just one?
One.
Just one. Okay.
No,
But you're
there's
saying
15. There's fif Okay.
15.
11. I'm thinking there's 15 cars in Formula Academy. F1 Academy, I can't speak. There's 15 teams in F1 Academy, but there's 11 teams in FE, you're correct. And so I think,
Yes.
yeah, they
Yeah.
each had either,
I can't remember if it was one or two.
regardless, that's more than we've ever seen testing with FE. Let the girlies drive. Get them in the car, like full time. I'm here
It
for
was
it.
really heartwarming. I love that they did an all-female test before they even did the FE driver's test in
I know.
Valencia. And
Really?
then there was also, so I should also mention on that FE testing in Valencia was cut short. Unfortunately, there is some major floodings happening in Valencia right now. So they did have to cut that testing short. Obviously, they are prioritizing the health and safety of their drivers, but they also were just talking a lot about like relief efforts for Valencia. So we know we're praying and hoping that everything's okay out there, and yeah, that no one, is too severely affected by
Did we
it.
have a
But
flood this year in F4? Oh no, that was Imola last year. I'm getting my dates
last
confused.
year, yeah, it's a similar. So it sounds like it's a similar type of just like flash flood. So yeah. What else? What else do we have to talk about?
Logan Sargeant testing for IndyCar. I mean,
Yeah, yeah.
we've touched on that already, but people are
Yeah.
excited.
People
I
are
feel like people
excited.
forgot that that was a thing, but that was announced like over a month ago that he
It
was
was
going to test for
announced.
MSR.
Yeah. I know our fan app base was going off today, and I was like, oh, I swear that y'all
I
knew
swear
this,
we knew this. Yeah.
but
It's a good reminder. Like, we love to see
yeah.
Logan Sargeant back in the car. I saw a comment that says, like, I'm going to get it wrong because I didn't fully look at the comment, but it said something along the lines of, like, I hope he proves the F1 fans wrong. And like, meaning like, if Logan does get an IndyCar seat, not this, maybe not, probably not this year, but like next year or something. And like, and again, we know that these IndyCars are much more on a more like even playing field. It's not so much a
Right.
mechanical engineering competition. It's more like, it's more racing on racing. So like, Logan Sargeant has more of a chance to like prove himself as a driver. And so I would love to see that. Like, I don't think he's a bad driver. I think he was dealt some very bad cards in F1.
Think he was thrown in too early. I think it's a mix of a couple of
Yeah,
things.
I don't think he should have had an F1 seat, but I understand why he did. Money.
Yeah, I do know what you mean. I think, well, when you hear people talk about Logan in his F2 days, they talk about him as being just like unbelievable.
He was
Like,
good, but wasn't he like seventh in the standings that his last year in F2? I swear to God, he was not even in the top three.
I don't know, but I'm telling you, every time you hear someone talk about him in F2, past drivers, Nicole Piastri, like these people have nothing but unbelievable things to say about him. I listened to, well, when they were still making podcast episodes, Screaming Meals, and Clem and Marcus were talking about how difficult it was at one episode a while back, how difficult it was to race against Sargeant because he was just like, he was so skilled and so fast. So,
I believe that. I believe that he is a good driver. I just think that F1 is not his place.
yeah, I agree. I agree. And that's okay because there's lots of different landing places for drivers, and there really can only be 20 in F1.
Put him in NASCAR.
Okay, that just finished. And I think I'm going to commit to figuring it out next year.
Hey, I don't know. I don't know.
That's okay. You don't need to. But I live in the US
You
today
do NASCAR. I will do SailGP.
now. Okay. I can't commit to SailGP, so no
I
problem.
can commit to sales speed. Actually, I
I know you
can't,
can.
but I can try.
No problem. Well, to be fair, Boston texted us about an hour ago,
Can we?
and
I think we can share that. She's not really hired by NASCAR. She's hired by
no.
NBC.
I don't think she'd have an issue with us saying that. She texted us and she said, "My first season with NASCAR working with them just wrapped up today
No,
or
okay,
yesterday."
she said. I'm just reading it. I just finished my first NASCAR season and I still don't understand a fucking thing about NASCAR. Which is so Boston.
It
Like,
is.
and I also feel like that would be me in that situation.
I was gonna say Emma. It also, I think, probably is very Emma too.
Feels like him. Yeah, if you were to, if I was thrown into that, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I
I don't,
mean,
I wouldn't understand it.
congratulations to Joey Logano. He's now a three-time NASCAR Cup champion. I don't understand how the playoffs work.
Well, it's like the bracket system. It's like any other sport.
Right. But
I
to
can't
get in,
like.
I know, but then everyone else is still driving. That's the thing. Like, it's just
No, there's like, okay, hang on. I think I know a little bit. So you need to get a certain number of points to get into like the playoffs.
or win a race. If you win a race, you automatically are in.
Yes. And then they go with like, it's like 16 or 18 or 24, I don't know, cars that are in the playoffs. And then they like four get eliminated each race.
Right, but they don't, yes, I know that. But
Right?
they don't just eliminate them. I'm pretty sure like
They
at the
still
end.
race? Like the people that aren't racing still
Yes, even though
race?
they're not in contention. I'm pretty sure that they're all still out on track. This is why I'm confused, because I'm pretty sure they don't just throw four cars out at the end of it and it's just like, oh, who wins?
I don't
Because
know.
if I remember
I don't
watching
get it.
full speed, there was other people on the track, and it was like kind of like, I can't remember whose season it was in full speed, but it was like, well, this guy's not even in contention, but he's like ruining my race. And then there's been conversation of like, oh, do people with the same manufacturer, even if you're not on the same team, do you try and sabotage? There's a whole debate on Hinch and Rossi last week. They were talking about like, how is that any different than teammates sabotaging other drivers so that their teammate can win? There's still a championship for the manufacturers. So if you technically, if you're from separate teams and you're a manufacturer, when you're of the same manufacturer, you should try to block other manufacturers so that your manufacturer wins the whatever that's called, and they have more money to do more to do better things with your car. I'm gonna take a
Ladies and
time out.
gentlemen, that was Hannah Pignicki explaining NASCAR. You had me, and then I think it was the third time you said manufacturer, you kind of lost me. I was like, I don't even think she knows what she's talking about at this point.
I do, and I actually think it made sense, but it wasn't articulated very proper. Whoa, very proper. And I usually am a pretty good articulator, so that was not me. That
That's
was
funny. I
you
think,
can't.
okay, I didn't think about it like that because in my mind, it's just like, they're gone. And then I just thought at the last race, it was just like four cars
You
track.
might be right.
But
That's the
I
thing.
don't know.
You might be. I might be
Should
totally
I text
wrong.
that guy who like works for NASCAR?
I don't know who you're talking about,
The
but
guy that I met in Nashville.
I feel like Boston should know the answer to this.
Oh, I can't text that guy because the last text he sent me was really nice and I screened him. So, never mind.
Okay. I think Boston would know the answer. Is there just four cars left on track
I
at the
try
end of the
calling her?
season?
Hang on, I'm gonna try calling her.
Try calling her. And if not, I'll call Max. She'll also know the answer. Say you're live on Track Talk.
Austin, it's an emergency. I need you to answer. Emergency, emergency. Okay, if she calls me back, I'll answer it. Are you texting her?
Well, first of all, Emma, if you just texted me emergency and said nothing else, I'd actually kill
Oh,
you.
yeah.
So I'm just letting her know it's not actually an emergency, but if you can answer, please do.
We're so different.
Because I will yell at every single one of my friends if they text me, I have a question. Don't text me that, you're giving me anxiety. Ask me the question.
You know what
I
gets
think
so
I've done
mad?
that to you before.
I know I do that. I do that all the time. I'm like, hey, question, or like, hey, and then I don't say anything.
No problem. If you say, hey, question, and then you send the question, no problem. Don't give me time to think about what the question might be. I know that there's people out there that feel the same way as me on this.
See, the way I see it is I will like be like, question for you, and then I'll start doing something else and I'll forget,
I'm gonna call Matt.
which has happened a few times. Okay, you call Mac, see what she answers.
She usually does.
Friends hate us today.
You really do. I don't think she's gonna pick up.
Damn. You know what? If one of them calls us back by the end of the podcast, great. Otherwise, we will never know the answer. And in my mind, it's just four cars going around in an oval racing for the trophy.
I also have to now let her know that there's no emergency, because if she just sees a missed call from me,
She's
she's
gonna
gonna
think it's
freak
an
out
emergency. That's
too.
funny. I see a missed call from someone and I'm like, they can text me.
My phone's on not, do not disturb is the problem. Okay, I'll take it off. Do not
It's
disturb.
okay. It's okay. I don't
I
really
don't
have
know
anything
where we
else.
were. I don't know where we were. I have one other thing.
Okay, go.
Hold on. I have to find it.
Well, for people listening at home, I'll just tell you my pet peeve when it comes to phones. People will call me and I'll say, "Hey." And then if who's ever on the phone, if they say, "What's up?" I get so mad because it's like, "You called me. Like, what do you mean, what's up? Like, you called me for a reason. Why are you like, don't ask me. Like, do you know what I mean?" My best friend does it, and she literally FaceTimed me today, and she's like, "What's up?" And I'm like, "You called me. Like, what do you want?" Anyway, I just get mad about that. Continue.
Okay,
What is
ladies and
it?
gentlemen, now is the time.
What? I'm scared.
You don't have any idea what's going to come in my mouth next.
Is it a fanfic thing?
It's time for chapter two of the Ferrari, what? The Ferrari rivalry for love. And I asked ChatGPT to write me a second chapter, and you know what it's called?
What is it? I'm ready.
The Monaco Gala.
Okay, where did we leave off? I don't even know. Like,
Okay. The last paragraph of the
okay.
last chapter was, Carlos realized that losing YN led him to someone who's truly meant for him. And in typical Carlos style, he found a way to laugh about the whole ordeal, saying, well, at least I got pole position in love. Because remember, Charles got the girl, got YN, and then Carlos got some girl named Isabella.
Okay, I'm ready. I'm sat. I'm so ready.
Okay. I just want to shout out, Barista Josh Racing right now, because I just know he's been waiting for this one.
Okay, let's go. Let's go. Wish I had popcorn.
It had been a few months since the race at Monza, and the dramatic love triangle that had unfolded between YN, Charles, and Carlos was now a story for the paddock's history books. Life moved quickly in Formula One, and though Charles and YN were now seen together quite frequently, Carlos had bounced back with his signature easygoing charm. Still, there was something. Wait. Holy. Oh, okay. Okay. I got it. I got it. Sorry. Still, there was something missing. Something or someone he hadn't quite found out yet. So this is now, I'm realizing here, I haven't even read this yet, that this is going to tell you how Carlos met Isabella.
Is it?
Yeah.
For
Okay.
sure? Do you know that?
Yeah, I do. Just wait, listen. Okay.
Okay.
Oh. The Monaco Charity Gala was the highlight of the off-season, where drivers, celebrities, and high-profile guests mingled for a good cause. The harbor glistened with yachts,
What's the
the
cause?
champagne. They didn't name a cause. You could pick your cause.
Kids.
Something for kids or dogs.
Kids with. Who need dogs? Kids who need seeing eye dogs. Okay, that's so niche. I'm sorry.
No, but that's legit actually, because those dogs are expensive to train. Oh, okay. All
Okay, wait, can I
right.
pause you for a second? One time this guy
Again.
came to my door to like ask for money for like, cause like tr to train seeing eye dogs, right? And I was like, and I literally was like, "Oh, I'll just like give you $20." He's like, "Oh, we don't actually take cash donations anymore. Like it's all on card." And I was like, "Oh my God." Like I didn't know how to say no, so I gave him my credit card information, and then I got charged monthly like $30 a month for almost a year because I didn't know how to say no to the seeing eye dogs. But then the funniest thing was my sister did the exact same thing because she didn't know how to say no. So both of us were like paying monthly like to this charity, which is like really good. You should definitely
So nice of
donate.
you.
You should donate, but it was because like I was like I didn't know how to. He didn't take cash, and I was like, "You probably do, but you're very smart."
That
Anyway,
is so nice.
so yeah, so I gave a lot of money to those dogs.
If someone came to my door and asked me for my credit card information, I think I would slam the door.
Well, I just was like, he was so nice, and like I didn't know how to say no.
No, I get that. I get that. If I would give cash.
I tried to give cash, and he was like, "No, we don't take cash," and I was like, "I'm sorry."
You did a really good thing, I will say.
Anyway, so did my
Okay.
sister. with the same
We're in
person.
separate
Continue.
scene. Yeah, you and Sam. Well, to be fair, that Sam doesn't surprise me in the slightest. That she, yes.
I'm
That's something.
nice.
No, I know. But Sam is like way more like trusting, I think.
That's fair.
That
Yeah.
makes sense? Okay.
She's, yeah, I get that.
It's not an
Anyway,
insult. It's not an
I get it.
insult. I just think that whatever. It's not an insult.
I get you. I get you. Anyway, continue.
My sister's the same way. Okay.
The gala is for the dogs and the kids.
Now the gala is for for kids who need seeing eye dogs. We're setting the scene. The harbor glistened with yachts, the champagne flowed freely, and the soft hum of conversation filled the air. Carlos, always a life of the party, was in the middle of telling an animated story when he saw her, Isabella. She stood near one of the grand windows overlooking the sea, not paying much attention to the glitz and glamour around her. Dressed elegantly in black, her focus was on the notes she was jotting down on her phone, probably crafting the next big motorsport article for her publication. Ooh.
She's a
Carlos
working
had
girl.
seen her. She's a journalist. Carlos had seen her before at the track. Always working, always professional. But tonight she looked different. There was an air of mystery about her that intrigued him. Curious and maybe a little tired of the constant back and forth of superficial conversation, Carlos excused him from the group and approached her. Writing an article or
Bro,
planning an
what would
escape?
you do if Carlos Sainz just approached you out of nowhere?
And says this. Writing an article or planning an escape route from this madness, he asks with a playful grin. You know what I'd say?
You
Yeah, where are
say?
we going?
Where are we going? Oh my God, that's so smart.
What would you say?
Be like, security?
You're so real for that.
I'm sorry, I'm crying. Continue. This is the hardest chapter to get through.
Favorite episodes. These are my favorite episodes. Okay. Isabella looked up, surprised to see him, but her eyes did sparkle with recognition. I was actually planning to sneak out early before anyone noticed, she admitted, but I guess you caught me. Oh, I almost said Charles. Carlos chuckled, leaning against the window beside her. You should know by now that escaping a Formula One driver isn't that easy.
Is
Isabella
that like a, is that a line? I don't.
laughed. Maybe because they're fast, I guess. I
Maybe
guess that's what he's going for.
he's really good at hide and seek.
That's awesome. See, this is the problem with these. Next, if I ever next time I see Carlos, as if those words are about to come out of my fucking mouth. If I ever get to see Carlos, I'm literally gonna be like, "So, Isabella," and he's gonna be like, "What the fuck?" Like, it's just like that's why I shouldn't do this. But you
Okay.
know what? I didn't write it. ChatGPT did. Okay.
Oh my God.
Isabella laughed, her guard dropping for a moment. I should have expected that from you. They fell into easy conversation about racing, about the season, about the madness that comes with living life at 200 miles per hour. Excuse me. But unlike most people, Carlos met, oh, sorry. But unlike most people Carlos met at the events, Isabella wasn't starstruck. She wasn't trying to impress him. She was genuinely interested in him as a person, not just as Ferrari's golden boy. Controversy.
Ooh, okay, ChatGPT, okay.
That's a bold
That's
opinion.
bold of ChatGPT. Whoa.
As the night wore on, they drifted outside onto the terrace. The sound of the waves crashing against the rocks below was a soothing contrast to the noise of the gala inside. So Carlos said, leaning on the rail. What made you want to cover Formula One?
I'm
Seems
sorry,
like a wild.
okay, I'm sorry. I'm just like picturing like him leaning and then like falling, not over, but like I like the railing bit. He just like which would give me the biggest ick, I think,
It's
to
like a
see
little
like
bit wet from like the water like splashing
he's like,
onto it.
so
You would think that he's not that like charming. Oh, everything, I'm sure it's like nothing bad happens to him in those scenarios.
don't know. Imagine like Carlos like slipping in front of you.
Oh, I'd love it. It would like
I
make
mean,
him
that video of
stupid.
Lance slipping on the stairs made me laugh so hard, but I still love
Nope.
him.
That video of Lance slipping on the stairs, I love that video so much.
It didn't really give me the egg, but
No. No, it
anyway.
actually made me like him more, weirdly enough. Anyways, okay.
Continue.
What made you want to cover Formula One? Seems like a wild ride for a journalist.
Too
Isabella
fun.
shrugged, her expression softening. I've always loved the sport, the speed, the drama, the strategy. It's fascinating.
Hannah, sorry,
Also,
can you soften your expression for me for a sec? What does that look like?
I don't know what.
Don't know either, but I love it because I can like it's just I mean I write that line, but like what does it look like?
Okay, sorry. Okay.
We're insane.
Oh, Max calling me.
Okay,
I'm gonna.
Max calling. Pause the story. I thought you said Max, and then I was like, Max Verstappen is calling you.
Hello, what's up? You're live on Track Talk. We have a question for
I
you.
can't hear her.
Okay. I don't know where to put it so you can hear it.
Okay, should I call her so it goes through my mic?
No. Oh, because you have a mic? Okay,
Yeah.
yeah. Emma's gonna call you.
Hi, just because I have a mic, so it's easier. We have a question for you.
Okay.
You're live on Track Talk. This is Mac Loves Motorsports, everybody. Oh my God, Boston's about to call us back. I can't. Why do our both of our friends answer us at the exact same time? Anyway, so we understand like the playoffs and NASCAR are a thing, but like when the car like not all of the cars make it into the playoffs, but do they still race? Do they still race like in the playoffs?
Yeah, they still have a car, but like it doesn't really mean anything. I think it's mainly for sponsors and then like points. But yeah, like basically their cars don't matter
So
in the grand scheme of things for the
they're
playoffs.
just like there. Do they help with like manufacturers' points or something?
Yeah, so sometimes there was like some controversy the past couple of races with like Chevrolet and some of the other manufacturers, like air quote cheating and like working together, which you're going to see like some of that. You know, we see like a little bit of it in an IndyCar, but. Yeah, they're basically there as like placeholders because the grand scheme of things with the playoff format, when they go from, you know, 16 to 8 to 4, it's like it's not exciting if there's only 8 cars or 4 cars
That's what
playing.
I said.
Okay, I was convinced it was like four cars on in the final race.
The only ones that people are really watching because that's the only one that really matters. But I don't, I'm not the biggest fan of the format because I don't think it makes a whole ton of sense and there's a lot of controversy with it. But I'm like, they're just. You know, they're just like racing for fun while there's like a couple ones people left in the playoffs. But
Literally
I
just
think they have a
racing.
better perspective.
Literally racing for fun. Okay, thank you for clearing that up because we didn't know.
Of course, no problem. Happy to help.
We love you. Bye.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Should I call Boston?
Yeah, but just say our question was answered, but we want to know how your first season went.
Oh my God, I don't mean to FaceTime. Jesus Christ.
What
Okay,
an
guys,
episode it's going
pause
to
the
be.
story. I know this episode's all over the place. Hi,
Hello.
you're live on Track Talk.
Hi, boss.
Hi,
How was
Tracko.
your our, so our question was answered. We were just wondering about like the cars because I thought the final race it was just four cars racing, but Mac clarified that no, there's a bunch of cars there that are still racing for fun. Did you know that?
For what?
Like the
Say
playoffs.
NASCAR. Did you say NASCAR?
NASCAR.
NASCAR, man, I don't know. Listen, hi, Star Fox. Let me clarify something. I have attended most of the NASCAR races this year, and so unfortunately, I still do not understand.
Hey, but Boston, you know the difference between four cars on track or like, I don't even know how many.
Yeah, you there's
All of them are racing.
but only four of them matter.
Yes.
That's weird.
See, that's correct. Only four of them matter. Because I don't.
I would love you as a comment. I would love you as a commentator. I believe only four of them matter.
Only four of them. Dude. Oh,
We're so proud of you. No, we're proud of
Can we
you for
get
finishing the
a
season.
favorite, like a little recap? Oh shit. Sorry. Can we get like a little recap or like your favorite moment from
You're
working in
both
Instagram?
talking.
What is she saying?
I don't
Can I
know.
go first?
Hannah, go first.
Can we get like a little recap or like a favorite moment that you had working in NASCAR this season?
Oh, okay. That's a good question. I'm also doing my skincare routine right now as we speak. I would say one of my favorite moments was, so for people who don't know, I worked for NBC Sports this year on their NASCAR production team, and I basically traveled around picking trades with them. And I basically it was my job to help take care of everybody. And one of my favorite moments was in Daytona this year when Jeff Burton, one of our commentators, I was sitting in the announcer's booth with all of our talent and Jeff Burton, and his son, Harrison, had won the race. And I was sitting in the booth, and it was so exciting, and we didn't really have a plan for this. And all of a sudden, I get a call from my boss going, "You need to get Jeff down to the track right now." And so then Jeff had already taken off, and so I was sprinting out of the announcer's booth, sprinting down around the track, trying to figure out a way to get Jeff on the track to get to his son who had just won the race. And before I could even like get to the elevator, Jeff was already on the track. And that was just such a fun and exciting moment because we didn't really have a game plan for this. Everybody was kind of like had these look on their toes. And Jeff Burton's a very fast runner. He was a very fast race car driver, but he's also a very fast runner.
Thank you for sharing, Boston.
You guys are so welcome. I love you guys, and I miss you guys, and I love Track Talk forever and ever.
I love you. We'll get you back on the show
We
soon
love you.
now that NASCAR is over.
Yes, please. All right, I'll talk to you guys later.
XOXO, have a good
Bye.
night.
Love you. Love you guys. Bye.
Oh my God, I love Boston so much.
Oh my God, we have the best friends in the world.
We really
Okay.
do. As if they both called us back at the exact same time.
McKenna just te I texted her saying thank you, and she said, "Of course, Boston's answer would probably be better, but hope it clears it out." I'm literally gonna be like,
Boston said she didn't know what the fuck was going on. This episode's chaotic.
so okay, Emma, when I edit this, should I go and put that back when we were trying to call them, or should I just do it in the middle of all this in classic track talk fashion and have it be
I
chaotic?
think classic track talk fashion, just
Okay.
chaotic. Makes
Okay. I
sense.
think you're right. Okay. Let's hop back into Ferrari Rivalry for Love.
Chapter
Okay.
two.
Okay. Chapter two. Monaco
Carlos
again.
did not slip off the railing. That was
No,
just
no,
me
no.
painting a picture.
And let's try and finish this without any commentary from both
Okay.
of us. We both keep stopping and then. It's me too. Okay. It's hard not to, though. There's so much to say.
Okay.
Okay. Isabella shrugged, her expression softening. Oh, is that why you asked me to soften my expression? Fuck, I did the
Yeah,
commentary.
that's why.
Yeah. Okay, sorry. I'll try with the soft expression this time. Watch this on YouTube if you guys are
I
not.
can't. This is gonna kill me. I can't wait to put it on YouTube.
Isabella shrugged, her expression softening. I've always loved the sport, the speed, the drama, the strategy. It's fascinating. But it's also the stories behind the drivers, the pressure they're under, the way they handle it. There's much more to it than what people see on TV. That was my soft expression, everybody.
Was before.
Well, I'm not a very good actress. I don't know. Maybe it was just
Uh-uh.
my tone that was a little. Okay. Now both you and I gotta zip it. Carlos nodded. It's a lot. Sometimes it feels like the world's watching your every move, waiting for you to make a mistake. She gave him a knowing look, and yet you smiled through it all. Carlos smiled, but it didn't quite reach his eyes. That's because it's easier to smile than to let everyone know you're struggling.
Okay, did he respectfully, did he say off the record before this? Because like she could just be noting all of this down. She works for the media.
Respectfully, that's a great quote. Okay.
She's like, okay, hate to break up this moment, but can I quote you? Thank you.
Let me pull out my voice memo. Hold on. All right. There was a pause.
She's wired, actually. I'm sorry. Continue.
We both gotta stop. I'm never gonna get through this chapter. Okay. There was a pause, a moment of shared understanding between them. For the first time in a while, Carlos felt like someone saw him. Not just the driver, not just the teammate of the jokester, but him. Sounds like you could use a break, Isabella said softly. He turned to her, feeling Emma.
I'm sorry, I'm not saying it. I'm not saying anything.
Okay. He turned to her, feeling the weight of the past season lift just a little. Maybe I do. The moment lingered, the air thick with an unspoken connection. For the first time since the Monza debacle, Carlos felt something real, something different. He didn't need to put on a show or fight for attention. With Isabella, it was easy, natural. Just then, a commotion from inside interrupted the quiet moment. Charles and YN had arrived, drawing the attention of the gala. Carlos glanced through the glass doors,
Through the
seeing them. This
gas. Sorry.
is hard. Carlos
You teach
glanced.
speech for a living.
Well, not yet. I'm learning. Clearly, I'm learning. Carlos glanced through the glass doors before seeing them surrounded by cameras and reporters. It was his cue to leave before the spotlight turned on him, but he wasn't ready to let go of this conversation. Walk with me, he asked, his eyes locking with Isabella's. She hesitated, then smiled. Sure. As they wandered through the quiet streets of Monaco, far from the glamour and noise of the gala, Carlos realized that maybe losing YN hadn't been a loss after all. He had found something better. Someone who saw the real him behind the Ferrari suit and the podium finishes. And for the first time in a long while, Carlos felt like he was winning again. But deep down, he knew this was only the beginning of something special.
Oh,
This could be the start of something
something new.
new. That's
It's so bad.
it.
I thought we were gonna go back to YN. I live for the drama. Do you think he should make her sign an NDA before they start dating?
I could ask a question to it. Do you have a follow-up question?
Ask, does Carlos make her sign an NDA
Okay.
before they start dating?
That's a crazy question.
She's a reporter.
I know. Okay. It's writing. Okay. Oh, it's still writing.
It's a yes or no question. What is ChatGPT doing?
There's a lot more for me to read.
Fuck. Okay. Get to the what is
Okay.
it? What's the short answer?
It's still writing. Hold on.
Oh my God. I don't need
The
another
short answer
chapter.
is yes.
Okay, good.
But I sorry, like there's more to read now. I have to continue.
Don't read all of it.
Okay, I have to continue. Carlos, ever cautious about the intense scrutiny that comes with being a Formula One driver, was no stranger to the complexities of dating in the public eye. After his walk with Isabella through the streets of Monaco, things between them quickly deepened. They started spending more time together, dinners, long conversations after races, moments away from the flashing cameras. Though their connection was genuine, Carlos knew what would come next once rumors started circulating. Holy shit.
Imagine writing about yourself. Like, what if she worked for a gossip magazine or something? Do you know what I mean?
I believe it must have happened before. Media frenzy intense. Whoa. Carlos knew what would come next once rumors started circulating. Media frenzy, invasive headlines, and the contrast. Whoa. And the constant pressure that could strain even the strongest relationships. As much as he wanted to protect Isabella from the world, he also knew the realities of dating a public figure. So one evening, after a quiet dinner at his apartment in Madrid, Carlos broached the subject. I need to talk to you about something, he started a bit awkwardly, clearly not loving the direction the conversation was about to take. Isabella raised an eyebrow, setting her glass of wine down, sensing his sudden seriousness. Okay, what's on your mind? Carlos shifted, running a hand through his hair. Look, I don't want this to change anything between us, but with how intense the media can be, especially with F1, my management team suggested that to protect us both, you should sign an NDA. Isabella blinked, her surprise evident. An NDA? You want me to sign a non-disclosure agreement? It's not because I don't trust you, Carlos quickly clarified. I do. It's just once people find out we're dating, they'll dig into everything, every conversation, every private moment. The NDA is more for protection against the press, not between us. He looked at her, his constant, earnest. Whoa. I'm sorry. I don't know what's going on with me right now. I
You're
drove
tired.
a long distance today.
It's okay.
He looked at her, his expression earnest, clearly hating this part of his life, but knowing it was necessary. Isabella considered his words carefully. As a journalist, she did understand the media's hunger for gossip, especially when it involved high-profile figures like F1 drivers. But at the same time, she valued transparency and trust in her personal relationship. Still, she knew Carlos wasn't like most athletes who used NDAs to create distance or control. He genuinely wanted to protect what they were building. After a pause, Isabella nodded. I get it. I've seen how brutal the media can be, especially with relationships. If this is what we need to keep our private lives ours, I'm okay with it. Carlos let out a breath he didn't realize he was holding. He reached for her hand.
Oh, I
Thank
love
you.
that line. Let out a breath he didn't know he was holding. He's just standing there like,
Quite literally.
like,
He
how do
reached
you
for her
not know
hand.
you're holding your breath?
I feel like I've been in that scenario before. You know when? This is I.
And
Why
listen,
would we get off topic like this?
I use that. I love writing. I've used that line, but I think it's stupid.
You've used that one?
Course I have.
Okay,
It's
I'm
like a
glad you.
typical line. And you're
Oh,
just
okay.
like anxious, or you're just like in suspense, waiting for the other person to say something.
Yeah.
I get it, but I also don't physically get it.
Well, I do because one time I was having a massage and it really hurt and I was holding my breath, and my friend who was my therapist was like, breathe. And then I
Okay.
realized that I actually was not breathing. That's
You release the breath you didn't know you're holding. I get it.
my story. Yeah.
Sorry, continue.
That's fair. I've seen what the press can do to people. I don't want that for us. Isabella smiled, squeezing his hand. I appreciate you thinking about it. But just so you know, I'm not signing anything that's going to stop me from writing a tell-all book if you leave your socks on the floor. Carlos laughed, the tension in the room dissolving instantly. Deal. Just don't tell anyone about my terrible dance moves. With the NDA signed, they both knew they had taken a step to protect their building relationship. Budding. Fuck me. And while the document itself might have seemed like a barrier to some, for Carlos and Isabella, it was just another way to shield the realness of what they were building from a world that would never stop watching. What a line.
Yeah, that's a good ending.
I
Okay.
can't. I literally cannot. Don't ask it another question because
I'm
I
not. That
can't.
was way too long of an answer. Just a simple yes, but it worked.
Yeah.
Thank you, Hannah. I really liked that. That was a good bedtime story.
Yeah, I feel like we can all go to bed now.
This has been an off week and chapter two of Ferrari Rivalry for Your Love. I don't think that's what it's called.
Ferrari
Ferrari.
Rivalry for Love.
Oh, not Your Love, just Love. I want to
Well,
see some
they
fist fighting
originally.
in the next chapter. You need to
Okay.
give it a better prompt.
No, I don't give it any prompts. All I said today was write me a second chapter, and that's what it wrote.
I want to.
Next time I'll say write me a third chapter and include a fist fight.
I love it. But, like, you don't give it any direction. What if it's Isabella, like, throwing right hooks at Carlos or something?
I know,
Okay.
you know what I should do? I should be like, write me a third chapter and somehow throw Lance Stroll in there and see what
Do
it
it.
does.
Do it. Oh my God. Just the wackiest prompt.
You guys have to wait a few weeks for that, though. We can only do one at a time.
I love it. I love it. This episode was chaotic. Thank you to our friends, Mac. I almost said Max. Thank you to our friends, Mac and Boston, for explaining how NASCAR works, because we're both dumb. This has been a off week and chapter two of Rival for Love. That was it. I'm not gonna go again. That was it.
We are track talk.
Ciao for now.